Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. It'll help you to run your business better, smarter, grow faster, make more money, all that stuff. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. We update it every single day. That website is 14 years old this month, by the way. And next month, we'll be celebrating our 14th anniversary of the show. That's right, since we began broadcasting live since 97. So I'm looking forward to that milestone. I want to continue to talk about killer apps. In the previous segment, I was talking about, I identified what a killer app is. And I you remember, I said that it's computer jargon that stands for an application that significantly enhances the value of a larger host technology. And that's the classic definition. But a killer app for you in your small business is more likely to be, in terms of it being turned on you, you being a victim of a killer app, is more likely to be some new innovation, some new way of thinking, maybe a new product, maybe a new pricing structure. It could be a lot of different things that changes the way customers use what you sell. That changes the way that people think about how they acquire what you do, how they acquire it, how they use it, what they pay for it, how they pay for it. Let's say you don't even have a website. Let's say people who buy what you sell like being able to buy it online. And at least they'd like being able to shop around and see what's available online. You know, I said, let's say that. That's exactly how people are these days, right? That's what I do. That's what you do. What most people do. But if you don't even have a website, then how can you... Then a web browser and somebody else's website is your killer app. They're beating you. You may have the same product. You may have a better product than them. You may have your pricing may be okay. On every level, you may be just as competitive and just as relevant to, or I should say just as competitive to anybody else. But if you don't have a website, if you aren't making available to prospects and to customers the list, the photographs, the descriptions, the availability, the pricing, etc. If you aren't making that available on a website so people can shop for what you sell without coming to your store first thing, then you might be competitive, but you're not relevant to them. And so just the fact that they are relevant to you, to the people who used to buy from you and who now don't, because somebody else has made it easier for them. Somebody else has become more relevant to the way they want to do business. They haven't stopped. No one's invented another product that's better than what you sell. That hasn't happened, though. There's no internal combustion engine that puts your buggy whip business out of business. That hasn't happened, perhaps. But if you haven't stayed relevant with customers. And that's a new thing, folks. This is an age of the customer thing, this relevance thing. You've heard me talk about it before. This is new. This is new in the last 15 years. That you know, there was a time when all you needed to be was competitive, because everybody had other than a catalog, let's say, that somebody should send out. People were used to going in a business and shopping around, looking around to see what people had. Today, they don't have to do that. It's more convenient for them just to go online. We all like to do it. Everybody does it. Everybody likes to do that. It saves time. And it makes it a lot more efficient acquiring the things that we need. And so websites are not just handy, they're relevant to the way we want to live our lives. And so a web browser, and take it one step further, your mobile strategy. Do you have one of those? Well, if you don't have a website, you probably don't have a mobile strategy. But you need both of those. You definitely need a website, but you also need to be thinking about a mobile strategy. Because as I talked about in the previous segment, Wi-Fi and 3G and 4G, those are new expectations of your customers. More people are looking for information, and they're doing it in this device in the palm of their hand. They're looking for the same thing that they look for in a browser. They're looking for the same thing inside of this little bitty window in their palm, in this device in the palm of their hand. So here's the thing, folks. As I said in the last segment, at the end of the segment, are you trending toward being innovative enough to create your own killer app, like a great website, perhaps, or are you slouching toward being the roadkill of someone else's killer app? And all they did was have a website. Their killer app to you, they didn't. It's like, you know, the bear thing. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you. Their killer app, your competitor's killer app, was just having a website, and they beat you with it. How about that? Get your website going, folks, if you don't have one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.